And welcome back to the Pens and Stuff podcast, the only podcast on the internet that after 93 episodes is still wowed by the skill of the sound engineer. It's the Pens and Stuff podcast. I'm Andrew. And you're muted.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Abby.
And now I'm not so wowed by the sound engineer, but that's okay. It's the Pens and Stuff podcast. Thank you guys for listening into it. Last week, we titled the episode, or the producer titled the episode, Dallas just might win this. And they did not.
No, they did not.
But we'll save that for a minute. And let's talk about the Penguins news. That's why you heard the goal horn, because the Penguins actually did something this week. They made Kyle Dubas president of hockey ops. He's falling up. Is that correct?
Up the ladder?
Failing upwards. Failing up because he's a white man. He became president of hockey ops in the Penguins organization on Tuesday, was it? Or was it Monday?
It was Tuesday.
It was very close. It was like
the announcement was Tuesday. It may have happened on Monday, but yeah, they announced it on Tuesday.
It was very close to us, uploading the episode. But what do we think about that? Because we were all wanting him as general manager.
No, actually,
and I think he suits president of hockey ops better.
I agree. I think right now Dubas, the way that his mind works, I think he probably fits. I mean, I think that title fits him better than general manager because he has a little bit more authority over the coaching staff and some of the other hockey operations that'll be taking place. And he's kind of a big picture guy.
Yeah.
And so to have that title and be able to kind of oversee the big picture of the organization, I think he'll do well. And I think big kudos go to, the team, whoever it was. I don't know what her title is, but she showed Kyle and his wife and his kids around Pittsburgh, and they just kind of fell in love with the town and really wanted to be here.
Yeah. I do have a question though. As to our previous president of hockey ops, what did he even do? Like Brian Burke,
he's supposed to whisper.
He took a paycheck basically.
He seemed very
passive,
aloof. Yeah.
Passive. Yeah.
Hands off. Yep.
Hands off.
Like, I don't understand. I guess I don't know what the role actually means. And maybe I should look into that more. But,
the president of hockey operations kind of has his pulse on every aspect of the hockey team. So he's kind of like, I don't know, maybe like you have the ownership group and then the president of hockey operations. Like, he's like the funnel that everything comes through before it goes back to the ownership group. Make sense?
Yeah.
So he's in charge of scouts. Yeah. He's in charge of the general manager. He's in charge of the coaching staff. And of course the general manager there's some overlap in the general manager position as well.
Right.
But, he's overseeing the big picture basically.
Okay. I guess I just had a hard time because I had no idea. Cause Brian Burke didn't seem to do very much. So I'm like, I don't know.
Burkey, I think he might have been more involved in the affiliates, in the minors.
Yeah.
Because you didn't really hear a whole lot of
from him at all.
No,
it was all
Hextall. And that's probably the way it should be. The general manager should be the one who is kind of out in front of the cameras when decisions are made and so forth.
So apparently the president of hockey ops is the boss to the general manager. He's above him, but it can also be a right hand man kind of thing.
Right.
He the general manager does draft signing, whatever
the
and that's
stuff,
his focus, the player stuff.
And things.
He's above it all economically. So he handles
the
concessions.
He
handles everything else with the team, coaching, everything. The general manager deals with the players. President of hockey ops fires coaches. The other staff in the building and
scouts
and everything that. I think that's what you said, but I was reading, so I didn't fully hear it.
No, that's all right.
But yeah, and I feel like he does. Kyle Dubas fits that because in Toronto, it came out that Brandon Shanahan, the president of hockey ops over there, had his hands in everything. He was you have to sign
Marner to this deal. You have to sign this guy to this deal. And he was like, whatever. And then people got on him for doing it. And yeah, Brandon Shanahan's still there.
Right.
Doing God knows what. But so I think he'll fit that more. I feel like he's more big swing because he did do that in Toronto too.
Took big chances.
Yeah. And I feel like with this, he'll be like, hey, like advising, like maybe you should do a big swing here, but he won't have final say on that.
Mm. Right. Did you guys see the presser?
No, I didn't fully.
I watched part of it.
I was kind of impressed with how Dubas handled the media. I Mark Madden asked this question.
What did Mark Madden say?
And
we all know.
I don't even remember what he said, but it was really a dumb question. It had nothing to do with.
Sidebar, Pittsburgh media, if you want to, you know, take down Mark Madden, put Pens and Stuff podcast in that place, you know, we would be fully for that. I would love to do a radio show. I'm a big radio guy.
So yeah, well, we all are. We're all radio people.
Shows. Abby doesn't listen to radio shows as much.
Not really.
That's true.
I listen to podcasts, which isn't really the same, but
it's the same medium.
I mean, I listen to the 32 Thoughts podcast, basically.
Pretty shiny.
I don't know what that had to do with anything.
I don't think. I think you just radio, wanted to click the button.
Radio is really pretty shiny.
But I listen to the 32 Thoughts podcast. That's where I get my hockey news, basically.
Gross.
Shut up.
Elliot Friedman does his job better than anyone.
He does his job very well.
Elliot Friedman is a boss.
Wow.
Yep.
Very much so.
But we're still waiting for news on who Kyle Dubas will name as general manager. Kyle Dubas gets that choice, right?
Yes. Well, and here's the thing.
Probably.
I feel like that's why... they filled the
hockey ops role.
Yes.
Hockey ops role first, then Dubas. They're like, Dubas, you choose it. You bring it to us. We'll say yes or no. Because it's a board, you know? You can't just be like, who do we pick, you know?
Right, exactly.
And I feel like that's...
And the thing with Pittsburgh is they're owned by an ownership group on top of the fact that, like...
I wonder how much say LeBron James had in this decision. I just wonder.
Do you think he had any?
He's a minority owner of that
Fenway group. Who is the majority owner of...
Or not a minority ordering. He holds shares in that. And
but how much?
Going to be honest,
I would assume that if you own Fenway Sports Group, there are other guys in the group that actually have like he just owns.
No, he's a board. No, he doesn't own it. He's a board. He's a shares board? In it. Yeah, so therefore he's on the board.
Does he get a say though?
I'm sure he does. Maybe not him exactly, but I'm sure he sent a rep.
Interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, I probably. Would, you know, maybe LeBron should become the general manager.
No, thank you.
I would. Take Amanda Abby, Kessel before LeBron.
Me too. She actually knows hockey. But you said something interesting today off air about who might be the next head coach of the Penguins.
Yeah.
And
this was all... I just saw a tweet.
From who?
Someone. I don't even know who it was.
So it wasn't
even
a reliable source. And I brought that up.
No, it was a reliable source. I mean, they have a lot of followers. They don't have a blue check mark. But
that's okay. They didn't pay for... That means they're smarter. They didn't pay for Twitter Blue.
There you go.
But per Elliot Friedman, I don't know how...
No, it was per Elliot Friedman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how reliable it is, if it was actually per Elliot or not. But it was said that Jason Spezza is rumored to be...
Dallas Stars legend.
Yes. to be... looking for a job somewhere, and his name has been brought up in alongside Pittsburgh in conversation. So,
as a head coach,
I don't know as what, just as a job possibility. But I mean, technically, Sully hasn't been fired yet,
and he hasn't taken the.
But they haven't
the job in New York yet.
Yeah, so we might have Sully, but I'm kind of hoping we get a coaching change. To be honest with you,
well, it doesn't from the. From the interview, there was talk about Dubas having conversations with Sully, with Sid, and it sounded like, to me anyway, that Sully was sticking around. So I don't know.
I don't love that.
I don't know how long a leash he'll have.
Yeah.
But it will be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Okay, so... talking about, I don't know if it'll be a coach, but you said Freeman said it might be a coach, right? Is that what he said, or did he just say he was tied to Pittsburgh?
Just tied to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Not general manager.
Not general manager?
Not general manager.
Okay. Well, it says here on Wikipedia, on his page, so I don't know how reliable it is, but I'm assuming it's pretty reliable, that Spezza, after he retired, the Leafs offered him a position as special assistant to general manager, Kyle Dubas, which Spezza accepted. And then he resigned just in May following the
loss,
firing of Kyle Dubas, or the decision to remove Dubas
to part as ways.
General manager. Part ways, yes.
Whatever.
Which was not.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It was Brendan Shanahan saying, get the heck out of here.
So it could be.
Bud.
I wouldn't be. I would not. I would be interested to see if it was.
If they bring Spezza on as the general manager?
If Spezza is actually Kyle Dubas' right hand man and not Sheldon Keefe, like we were all thinking.
Well, I
like,
hope they're going to bring that Keefe. It's not in. Kiefer.
What if? What if Jason Spezza becomes the head coach?
Then I would
wouldn't
be very
that
interested.
Be something?
I'd be very interested in seeing that because
I wouldn't be mad.
Because he played with Crosby in that golden goal.
Yeah. Now, season. Okay. So question. How did he just retire? How old is this guy?
Jason Spezza.
He retired in 2022.
Yeah. He was on the Stars and he retired. Or was he on the Leafs?
He was on the Leafs after
that.
He was on the Leafs.
Okay, so he was on Ottawa from 2002 to 2014.
Judas,
yeah. And then he got traded to the Stars. And
he was on there.
Played there for a while.
Quite a while.
From 2014 to 2019. And then he signed with the Leafs
after their
on
cup?
A one-year contract in 2019. No, it wasn't after the Stars Cup, though.
So he's 40.
2019, it was the COVID year. That he signed an extent, or
so he will be 40 on the 13th of this month. I don't know. I think,
oh, I guess that was St. Louis. I was thinking that Dallas was 2020.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Yeah. Okay. So he played for Ottawa, Dallas,
and the Leafs.
And the Leafs.
What I said. He was drafted the year I was born. Played 20 years.
Why was that?
Everyone was marveling at LeBron James playing 20 years, and here's Jason Spezza doing it.
Hockey players are just built freaking different, man.
Also, it's a game you can kind of play into your old age because you can kind of pull back a bit and you don't have to like you play
right.
7 minutes a night.
Yeah.
In basketball, you're kind of playing like
363 goals, 632 assists, 995 points for his career,
which has nothing to do with his coaching ability.
In 1,248 games. I'm just saying, I know it has nothing to do with his coaching ability. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, but it would be interesting.
Never won anything.
It would be interesting to see.
Nope.
I also wouldn't mind, I said this last podcast, seeing Gerard Gallant as a, Penguins head coach.
I'd take him.
Honest, I would take him.
Yeah, I'd take him.
I would take him.
It would take me a minute to get over the fact that he was in New York, but also like.
If Solly goes to New York, I would gladly bring him in.
Yeah.
It'd be a great story for four games. Like
yeah.
Solly and Gerlant playing against or coaching against their former teams.
Coaching
which are
swap.
Already a really big rivalry.
Yeah, but also Jason Spezza's middle name is Rocco.
What the
is it
Jason?
Really?
Jason Rocco Anthony Spezza.
Oh my gosh!
The man's
man.
Just built different.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's a legend right there.
But yeah, okay. In other hockey news, the Stars lost to the Golden Knights in six games in a 6-0 shellacking in Game 6.
Oh man, that was tough.
Jake Oettinger kind of sold in that. But,
Jamie
you know,
Benn was definitely not the problem.
No, and that brings me to this question for you guys.
Drama? No, I don't think I'm the drama.
Does Jamie Benn need to move on?
Ooh.
I'm just saying because you think
listen,
about it.
Listen, as a Dallas fan, as a non-Dallas fan, I don't think I have a say in this. So I will leave Abby to answer that question.
But as a non-biased third party, does
I don't
Jamie
know.
Benn need to move on?
You mean does he need to retire from hockey?
No, does he just need to move? Because, and I understand Abby's a very
passionate,
very big Jim Rutherford style sports fan.
That is true.
Where she gets connected
I
to the boys on the team.
Based on feelings, not based on unfounded fact and logic.
But she's more feeling over fact, whereas I am fact over feeling, and you are in the middle somewhere. But, like, does he need to move on?
I don't know. I mean, he was playing really well last season. And I mean, I know that means nothing if you can't produce in the playoffs. But like, to be honest, he's a really important piece. He's one of the most physical players on this team, period. If they get rid of him, like, their physical presence is basically non-existent. Like, yeah, I'm looking at this team and then I don't see anyone who's, like, I mean, Max Domi this playoffs was up to Jamie Benn's physicality. Maybe some of the defensemen, sort of, but not consistently, you know? And Max Domi's a UFA at the end of the year. So, I don't know. I don't think you can just up and get rid of your captain. Maybe strip him of his captaincy. I wouldn't hate to see that. Because he's being a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, his character is not it for a captain.
Sure.
But I wouldn't say you get rid of him.
He'll be 34 years old at the start of next season.
Which means he will be 36 the year that his contract expires.
I'm not sure that they're...
They wouldn't be able to get rid of him anyways.
That's kind of what I'm saying. I'm not sure that there's a team that would take him in trade.
For his contract plus his age and his history?
Yeah. 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 I think he could probably use a change of scenery. I don't think he is movable.
Well, then
at $9.5 million, nobody's going to trade for him.
That brings up
not for the production that he gives you at that price.
Well, that brings up the idea of a buyout.
He also has a no move clause.
A buyout. You have to get him to agree to it, but he's only got 2 more years on the deal.
I don't.
Yeah, but if you buy it out.
I don't know if buying it out would be worth it when you could still get performance out of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He could still be effective-ish as opposed to just having dead cap. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'd rather have him on the roster than just paying for him to not play.
$9.5 million in dead cap. You can't do that.
No, you really can't.
That's 11.4% of your cap. That's in doing nothing.
Literally.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think, I mean, I think it would probably be good for him if he would waive his no move clause, then maybe they'd be able to do it. But again,
but still, you'd have to find someone.
You'd have to find
him.
A team willing to take him, and I'm not sure that team is out there. I don't know if there's a team out there that would be willing to take him. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. It's an interesting thing, and we'll be monitoring it very closely.
Yeah.
You can't blame Ben completely for the loss either. None of the people on that team.
No, but it's
although
very,
he was on like ice for all four losses and night.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's very interesting to put that parallel up there. But here's a couple cold questions I'm going to shoot your way because I just found the news. General manager, or not general manager, good gosh, commissioner, Gary Batman. We need to get like a I'm Batman. Sting for every time we talk about him. But he was asked the question, why hasn't there been any talk about getting a second team in Toronto?
He
brought up, he said, well, we need the ownership group to
come up with the money.
Come up with it and be like, yeah, here we go. And, but the interest is definitely there. He said the interest is definitely there on the NHL side of things.
To put a second team
in Toronto. So
give Toronto. Me a freaking break.
The Coyotes have been talking about moving. We talked about it last week.
Oh my gosh.
So.
No.
Let it like
no anywhere no, but Toronto.
No,
What's
our feeling on that?
No, 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 and no. Toronto already has a sick fan base, like ridiculous.
Yeah,
and
why would
they're
you mess
literally
with that?
Insane? Mm-hmm. So like, you would just get people murdering each other in the streets.
Exactly. I feel like it would be along the same lines of when Houston, the Texans, came into the NFL.
Right.
Like very, very few fans because of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Dallas.
The Dallas Cowboys being there for forever and having such a rabid fan base that they have. It would be the exact same thing.
And there is no...
no one would vote for them simply because everyone in Toronto is a Leafs fan. Mm. You're the Leafs fan or not a fan of hockey. And I think there are very few people in Toronto who are not fans of hockey.
There is no other sports team There's no other sports teams in any league that have two teams in the same city.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right.
And that would be dumb. You would ruin your market. I mean,
outside of the Jets and the Giants. But they're both playing New Jersey.
New York doesn't count, I don't think, personally.
Why not?
Because I feel like there are different cities within the city of New York.
Well, actually, I mean, that's a lot. Okay. You got the
they
Chicago
don't all
Cubs
play
and
in the
Chicago
same
White Sox.
White Sox
but
play
again,
both
same, same
different,
deal.
Different, like, boroughs and stuff. Is Toronto that big?
You have the Cubs on the north side, and the White Sox are on the
and
south side.
And they're basically different cities.
And then you got the Mets and the Yankees. But for many years, it was, you know, the Cubs were National League, the White Sox were American League, and they never played each other.
Right.
Yeah.
And like
Toronto's same not that big.
Toronto's not that big.
No.
Same with the Mets and the Yankees.
Right.
I'm
just saying, you're running a risk of destroying your market.
No.
Now,
as the Maple Leafs, I would protest that.
Yeah, I would too. But you also have, you know, you have the Rangers and the Islanders, but the Islanders are on Long Island. Where
right.
the
they're
Rangers
in
are in Manhattan.
Yeah.
So there's enough of a space there that there's history. I mean, the Islanders, you know, had that run in the 80s and 90s, or well, the 80s, 70s and 80s, where they were winning championships.
And
like
New York
nuts.
Is just a really, it's a heavily populated area.
True.
Toronto is not
no.
near as large.
No. I think anyone who is, and please don't take this the wrong way, but anyone who's stupid enough to put a second team in Toronto needs to retire.
Probably.
I'm looking at you, Gary Batman.
I think it's silly.
That would be ridiculous.
If you're wanting to grow your game, that's not how you're going to do it.
That's not how to do it. No.
Like, give Saskatchewan a team or something.
No.
Anyone else.
You need to grow the game by putting it in a place that doesn't have a hockey team.
Exactly.
Like Kansas City.
Well, no, like, because you have the St. Louis Blues. Same state. I would...
Okay. Not if you put it on the Kansas side.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be like, no. But like...
Not if you put it on the Kansas
side. What about Green Bay?
Kansas City?
You're up north.
Okay, but the problem is that you're already kind of saturated there with Detroit, Chicago,
Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's another team that's got a rabid sports fan base.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And they could...
They do have a...
Take a hockey team.
They do have a AAA team in Milwaukee,
yeah, the Admirals, but do not want to see.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean,
like,
I'm
just thinking, it's up north. You'd have kids who could play hockey, like
that's true
on the ice, like the pond.
True.
I think up north is good, and that's like the only spot I could think of that would
true,
like
yeah,
be big enough to cater to a hockey team. You know, like obviously you have Montana and you have up North Dakota, South Dakota, but they don't have the population to support
yeah.
supporting,
which is
a
why
team.
There are that's no true. Sports teams
yeah.
in the northwestern right. part of the U.S. because there's not well, nearly yeah. enough people.
I mean,
that
there's Seattle
there.
Now and Colorado is up there too.
Well, Colorado's a bit farther south than Montana.
Well, I yes
yeah
you're right,
it's quite a bit farther south.
And okay, here's another one. What about New Orleans?
For hockey, I don't
for
think
hockey,
the interest
I mean,
would be near
I know,
what
but
you
I'm
would
thinking,
need it to be.
I'm just thinking crazy fan bases, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Saints have a crazy fan base.
Yeah, that's what they did taking hockey to
the Pelicans
Vegas.
Had a crazy fan base. Like, I'm just thinking, like, and obviously this is all off the top of my head. I haven't even had time to sit down and think about it.
You feel me, man? You feel me?
Exactly. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And like every other big city is really taken. Like, I'm trying to think of like,
right.
And everyone knows Atlanta didn't
teams.
Work. They tried
Atlanta
that twice.
Didn't work. Yeah. Let's,
which I feel like might be similar to New Orleans too. That might be running a little bit of a risk.
Yes, but they've never tried New Orleans,
the
right?
South. Yeah.
Is there any big risk in moving the Coyotes
anywhere
to New Orleans? Like,
well, I mean, you could move the Coyotes to a place like Kansas City or a place like Quebec City, where you know there's going to be a lot of interest.
Yeah, Quebec,
because there has in the past.
Quebec would be a destination, I think.
But you take them to New Orleans, and you don't even have to build a stadium. You just come into an agreement with the Pelicans to play in Smoothie King, center, and you'd be fine.
That's the name of their.
Yes, it is.
That is
Smoothie
hilarious.
King is a banger of a shop. I'm just gonna be honest. Mango pineapple smoothie.
What about Salt different. Lake City? I've heard that tossed around for Arizona.
Ooh. I mean, the Utah Jazz already play there. You wouldn't have to. I'm just thinking like smart,
right.
smart decision.
Business right. plays.
Business right. plays. You go there. You could make a deal with the Jazz. Be like, let me play in your arena. Off the top of my head, I don't know what they're called. What it's called. Unlike Smoothie King.
Yeah, hard to forget a yeah. place called Smoothie King Center.
Bruh. But, I'm just thinking, like, instead of moving it to Toronto, honestly.
Yeah.
Or not even Toronto. To Canada. And I understand you guys are going to riot.
Like, but you got to make it an even eight, right?
No.
I wouldn't hate Quebec City getting the Coyotes just because of.
Or even Manitoba.
Making
if
it a nice.
If you do that.
Saskatchewan.
Can we please just give them their own division?
The Canadian division?
Honestly, just make the it North? The Canadian division, the North division. The North. And then separate, like just
like we did during the COVID
exactly.
year.
Pacific, yeah. Central, Atlantic, North.
Yep, move the Metro teams, scatter them. Or no, I guess you just, how would you do that? Because the Metro actually has no Canada teams. So they would stay to make them the East Division.
Yeah, East, or Central,
I guess
West,
I guess
North.
You just have to like schedule it completely. And then move the scheduling. This is getting to an entirely random tangent. Move the scheduling to where you schedule the teams who already have a rivalry. They get four games. Screw divisions. Like, okay, the NBA used to do that, right? They used to schedule them like that. And now, even for the playoffs, they don't talk about division seedings. It's the East and the West.
Right.
Like, championships?
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
matter if you win your champion. Like, if you win your division. If you suck, you're... Well, I guess
if your division is horrible, I mean, you might only get two teams in.
Yep.
See, I like that. I don't want.
Do they take top 16 in the NBA?
No, they do. They
top
do.
Eight in each division.
Top eight in each division, but I believe
top there six.
There is something to win.
They only seven. Have 16 and 16 in divisions.
No, it's 15 and 15. They only have 30 teams. Yeah,
15, 15.
So, but no, they take the top six are they automatically in.
Divisions?
Then 7, 8, 9, and 10
have the play-ins.
And yeah. I'm a big fan of the play-ins. I know it kind of, but it adds another level of like it's a win or go home. Like,
right. Right.
But yeah, I mean, completely huge tangent, but I kind of like that Salt Lake City idea. I do.
Yeah, Salt Lake City would be good.
I do. They need another sports team in Utah.
All right.
Those Mormons need to cheer for someone else. And then another little piece of what do we think about Mike Babcock getting the Blue Jackets coaching job?
I didn't even see that.
I like it. You know why?
You knew this?
Yes.
I didn't.
Do you want to know why I like it? Do you want to know why I like it?
Why?
Because it'll give us something to talk about. Because Mike Babcock is a dumpster fire.
Bruh.
Poor Columbus.
I don't understand.
They've already been through enough, man.
I genuinely don't understand that you're getting young. Aren't they? They get the third pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
you're
going
to get pretty good.
I don't Michkov? Know how to say the guy's name. Yeah,
it's like Michkov, right?
Michetkov or something.
I believe
like
it's Michkov.
Something like that.
But good. Isn't he Russian?
Maybe Czech. Something like that. Yeah.
Over there.
Northern Europe.
Yeah.
Somewhere over there.
But why are you bringing in an old piece of
fossil
grouch to coach a young team like that? Like, I don't understand it. And that is why Columbus is just going to be bad for the next
I don't know. If years. Does their ownership even care? Is it a Pittsburgh Pirates situation where their ownership doesn't even care? Yeah.
I think the ownership's just...
I fart in your general direction.
I think that's what they're saying to the fan base right now.
I'm going
to
be perfectly honest. I would not be surprised if in a couple of years we're having the same conversation about Columbus that we are about Arizona.
It could be.
Genuinely, they haven't won much since, sweeping Tampa Bay and since Rick Nash. They haven't really won since.
Yeah.
They've had a couple good years, but they've never won anything. And to you, Columbus Blue Jackets fans, Nasher.
Columbus is a great hockey city from what I've heard.
It is,
but like
maybe
just get new ownership.
Maybe this is where the commissioner and his fans or his homies go to the owners and be like, look, They have to do a Washington Commanders thing. You have to sell.
If the commissioners cared, the commissioners don't care enough to do anything like that.
True. They're getting paid and they're sitting on their
hands. Gary Batman doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know.
Feel me, man. You feel me?
So,
oh, dear.
There we are.
Yeah. All right. So that's the news in the NHL. And now it's time for. Apparently, WHFMA played this in a band a couple of years ago. I don't know.
Really?
Spanish. It's time for random crap we want to talk about today.
Classic.
Had this idea just sitting down to record. I was like, hey, we're going to take the teams who are falling out of the playoffs but made the playoffs. So seven teams on each division or conference, excuse me. And we're going to play a little game we like to call...
Rebuild, retool, or remain.
Thank you. I forgot the name. Yep. Retool.
Rebuild.
Rebuild, retool, or remain. Yeah, thank you. What was that?
Sorry.
Oh.
Keep going.
We are going to give Jim and Abby, and by we, I mean me, a team. Abby's got the Western Conference. Jim's got the Eastern Conference. And in 60 seconds or less, you have to give me the reasons why they should retool, rebuild, or remain. Not really 60 seconds. I don't care. I'm not going to have a time limit. But you have to be quick with it because...
Yeah, we should probably keep it low because 14 teams is a lot.
Yeah, so if you want to give me my intense clock-ticking music.
I don't have that.
Oh, wait. I got it.
Minute to win it one.
I gotta unmute you though.
Yep,
gotcha.
The minute to win it. Dun 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 dun.
Yeah. So, here we go, Abby.
Okay.
Retool, rebuild. Oh no, I gotta get this right. Rebuild, retool, or remain the Seattle Kraken.
Okay, they actually are looking pretty good. This free agency, they're losing Ryan Donato's a UFA, and then Daniel Sprong, Morgan Geeky RFAs. I would say you could probably let all three of those guys walk. I mean, maybe re-sign Sprong, maybe re-sign Geeky. I mean, you can do stuff. They're depth pieces, but their main guys are staying, so I think they're just going to retool. And on their back end, they have three RFAs in Dunn, Fleury, and Borgen, who they could all re-sign. Essentially, you're definitely going to want to resign Dunn, probably Fleury. Carson Soucy's a UFA, but you could let him walk. The only other big one is Martin Jones. I don't think he's a UFA. I don't think they'll resign him. I think they'll find a different backup because Grubauer was looking really great. I think this team just needs to retool this free agency, and they'll be pretty set.
You feel me, man? You feel me?
They also have a lot of picks. Like, a lot of picks.
Yes, they do sit. They're sitting pretty, pretty. All right. Jim. Rebuild, retool, or remain the Boston Bruins.
Burn the whole thing to the ground, start over. No, I'm just kidding. Well, the interesting thing with the Bruins is that they have a ton of UFAs coming up. So their general manager is going to have a lot of work to do coming this season. So Bergy, we're thinking he's probably going to retire, right?
Yes.
More than likely. But then you have Tyler Bertuzzi, you have Nick Foligno, you have Garrett Hathaway, David Krejci, and Thomas Nosek. Those are your forwards that are on UFA. And then Connor Clifton and Dmitry Orlov, which he was probably a rental anyway for this year when they signed him at the trade deadline. So he will probably go somewhere else. But these other guys, I mean, it's and Jeremy Swayman is an RFA, and so is Trent Frederick, but he's like a fourth line banger. So so you got all of these guys that need to be figured out how you're going to keep them if you want to keep them. They have a third and a fourth, a sixth and two sevenths this year, and three picks next year. So I think probably, I mean, I guess you'd call that a retooling because you have to sign these guys. And any guys they can't get signed, they're going to have to replace. So I would say I'm sure they would like to remain because, I mean, what they did last year was absolutely insane.
Right.
And so if they could sign all these guys, it would be great. But you're probably going to lose Bergie. And that production, I mean, I don't know how you replace that.
I
don't think you can. But I think it's probably a retool, I would say.
Yeah, okay, Abby, rebuild, retool, or remain the Dallas Stars?
This one's tough because a lot of their depth pieces are UFAs this year. So I would say since they don't have to put out big contracts, they will probably just retool because you still have your core guys. You still have Sagan, you still have Ben, you still have Hintz, Robertson, Marchment, Pavelski. You still have Wyatt Johnston, too, who was a really big part of that offense as well. And then on the back end, they're fine. I would say probably another retooling because it's literally just depth pieces they'll have to work around.
Yeah, all right. Jim, rebuild, retool, or remain the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Tampa Bay Lightning. Okay. I'm looking at this roster. I say you remain. I mean, you got to find a backup goalie. Either re-sign Brian Elliott or find another guy. Bring someone up maybe from your farm system. But let's see. RFAs this year are Ross Colton, Tanner Janot. Mm-hmm. So those are two pieces that may walk.
Tanner Janot was a deadline acquisition too. So
yep. And then you have Belmar, Killorn, and Perry, who are all UFAs, and Ian Cole is UFA. So, I mean, it's not a lot of things that this general manager has to do to keep it pat. I say you remain. I mean, they're an older team. So let me back up here. Let me back this up. They are an older team, and, you know, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more UFAs going next year. So I think you're probably... It depends on what the team wants to do. They mm-hmm. could retool, or they could just start trading away people and, you know, dumping some of these salaries and rebuilding. So I would say either rebuild or retool. I don't know if you can remain as old as this team is. I think they looked older this year than they did, than probably they were because of having played in three really extremely long post seasons. The two they won, the one they lost, you know, they went to the finals 3 years in a row. So
yeah,
they just didn't have any gas left in the tank, even though they did try to get, you know, to get Toronto bounced again. And of course Florida took care of that for them, but yeah, I'd say you're probably either in a retool or a rebuild. Probably more of a retool, but somewhere in that area.
All right. Abby, rebuild, retool, or remain the Los Angeles Kings?
Okay, I was actually just looking at them. I think they are set. You just retool, literally. All of their main guys, Doughty, Kempe, Deneau, Fiala, Kopi, Arvidsson. They have all of these guys, Sean Durzi, Matt Waugh. They have them all. For a while. I think their only question mark is goaltending. So if they can just retool, get those depth pieces on D and on offense, they'll be fine.
All right. Jim, rebuild, retool, or remain the New York Rangers?
Probably remain. Depending on what they're going to do with Patty Kane and Vlad Tarasenko, Tyler Motz, UFA this year as well. I'd say that's probably a remain because Vlad was a trade that they got this year. Kane was a trade they got this year. Lafreniere is on his RFA this year, and I'm sure they're going to re-sign him. So I'd say you remain.
Yeah, okay. That's an interesting one. Lafreniere might actually walk, I'd be perfectly honest, or be flipped. Anyway, Abby, rebuild, remain, or retool? The Edmonton Oilers.
The Edmonton Oilers are going to retool. You can't rebuild around Connor McDavid. You've got to retool and go for it again this year. I think most of the guys they're losing, again, are depth pieces easily replaced on the free agency market. So I'd say it's mainly all their depth forwards as well that they're losing to the free agency. So I mean, they're not very good at creating depth around their top guys. We've seen it. But if they can retool those bottom two lines, then I think they'll be set because, well, they might need to find a new goaltender too. But
yeah,
unless Stuart Skinner can do what he did last year, you know, that wouldn't be bad. But anyways, yeah, so I think they'll definitely just retool around. They have quite a few UFAs on offense leaving, but it's, again, just all depth guys. So they'll just retool around him and be back in the playoffs because McDavid's going to do McDavid things.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Rebuild, retool, or remain the Toronto Maple Laughs. Leafs. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry. This.
Freudian slip.
This is insane. I'm looking at this list.
Kyle Dubas really did just give him the bird on the way out, didn't he?
Oh, he absolutely did. Because, I mean, there's talk that Matthews wants out. Yep. Right?
Pittsburgh.
Tavares.
Please.
Tavares has 2 years left on his deal. Marner has 2 years left on his deal. Nylander only has 1 year left on his deal. Sam Lafferty, he has a year left on his deal. But all of the rest of their forwards, Bunting, Kempf, Kerfoot, O'Reilly, Simmons, all UFAs. On the defensive end, Gustafson, Hall, Shen, all UFAs. Giordano's only got 1 year left on his contract.
And he's old.
Liljegren, 1 year yet left before he hits RFA status. TJ Brody, who's not really all that good, but he only has 1 year
left.
He's
a solid third D man.
He only has 1 year left on his contract. McCabe and Timmins, 2 years left on their contract. So this, I mean, with the exception of Morgan Riley, who signed through 2030, this team has got to, I mean, they've got to decide, right? What are they going to do? If Matthews walks, I think you're in a rebuild. I mean, if Matthews walks, you're in a rebuild. I mean, that's the plain and simple truth, right? I mean, yep. you can use some of the pieces you already have to rebuild, but you're gonna have 11.6 to in salary cap space if Matthews walks or gets traded. You're gonna have that cap to deal with to replace some of these guys. And so who's it going to be? I don't know. I don't know. This is a nightmare. This is an absolute nightmare. You got to do something with your goaltending situation because you don't have a quality goaltender. I mean, a number one goaltender.
I disagree. They have Matt Murray, but
Matt Murray is a China doll.
No,
he's injured all the time. I don't know. That's just, I would say, you know, gut saying, I would say this has got to be a rebuild.
Yeah,
especially if Matthews walks. If Matthews stays, then you're retooling.
Yep.
But if he gets traded, you're in a full on rebuild.
Sorry, Leafs fans, the truth hurts sometimes. All right, Abby,
ouch.
Rebuild, retool, or remain the Minnesota Wild.
Okay. This one is also probably a retool. Like with most playoff teams, it's generally a retool.
Yes.
But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't see how they're going to be able to, like, make the playoffs simply, like, I don't know. Their GM's going to have to do some really good things because they're losing. And they may re-sign some of these guys, but they're losing a lot of depth again. Right. And they're losing Ryan Reeves, who may re-sign there. I don't know. But, like, Matt Dumba also is up. But he's an alternate captain, so I feel like they'll probably. But like they're losing Matt Dumba, John Klingberg, and Kalen Addison, who are all pretty solid offensive forwards for that
Kalen
team.
Kalen Addison,
yeah,
defenseman, but Pens legend.
But they're all pretty solid, offensive forwards. So I don't know, or offensive defenseman. Sorry. Anyways, it'll just be interesting what this team does. It's definitely going to be a retool, but I'm very interested to see what Minnesota does in this offseason because just on paper, this team doesn't make sense to have made the playoffs. Because like you look at these players and you're like, what's so special about them? They sound like you look at them and like, well, this team sucks.
They're the Dallas Mavericks of hockey. I'm going to be perfectly honest. Relying on a
Dallas did European not even make famous. The playoffs.
No, but they're relying on a European player to carry them and then just surrounding him with mediocre talent. That's what I'm saying.
That's fair.
I'm not looking for the best players. I'm looking for the right ones.
They didn't pick up Kyrie and at the trade deadline.
No, they did not. All right, Jim. Rebuild, retool, or remain the New Jersey Devils. My pick to go all the way, by the way.
Same.
Yeah, I think you are looking at a remain. Honestly. I mean, you got some work to do. The GM's got some work to do to get these guys re-signed. UFAs this year are Hulla, Tatar, and Wood, and Graves and Severson. Kevin Ball. And then they got a ton of RFAs, including Sharon Govich, Timo Meyer, McLeod, Jesper Bell. Yeah. Can I say his name? Jesper Bratt. Jesper Bo. How is it that this Jesper team has two Jespers? Boquist and, of note. But honestly, the majority of their high-end players, like Dougie Hamilton, Johnny Marino, Siegenthaler, Hughes, Hischier, Palat, they're signed at least through the 27-28 season and some beyond that. So I think this is a remain. You had a team that did amazing things, that proved itself. I think you got a goaltender in Vitek Vanacek that I think is a quality goaltender. And I don't see a whole lot of things that you have to do unless some of these UFAs walk. But again, the UFAs are, you know, I would not say they're support people, not so much
right
guys you absolutely got to have.
Yeah.
How's that?
No, yeah, for sure. Okay, Abby, second to last one for you. Yes. Rebuild, retool, or remain the Seattle Kraken?
I already did Seattle.
You already did Seattle Kraken.
The Colorado Avalanche.
Okay. Colorado's interesting because they have a lot of UFAs.
Ooh.
I'm going to say retool. I mean, but they might honestly rebuild. Like, not like from the ground up rebuild, right, but like they might not make the playoffs next year because Landeskog is out long term. You're losing guys like, unless they resign, they'll probably resign half of these guys. But sure, like Newhook, Cogliano, Compher, and Rodriguez are all up at the end of the year. Newhook is an RFA. The other three are UFAs. And then there are other depth guys they have on there too that are leaving. And then Bo Byram's an RFA. They'll probably resign him. But then Eric Johnson and Jack Johnson are both UFAs on the back end. So I don't know what this team will look like next year because they're not going to be able to resign all those guys. And with Landeskog being out, like, you have to think that they might go after a big name in free agency too. But maybe not. Maybe Rantanen and MacKinnon can do the job. But it'll just be really interesting to see what they do in the offseason. It'll be probably a retool, but I wouldn't be surprised if it ended up being a lot of change in Colorado.
Yeah. Okay. Jim.
Yes.
Rebuild, remain, or retool the New York Islanders.
Okay. You're going to think I'm crazy for saying this. I think they remain. They only have two guys that are UFAs of note, and that is Zach Parise and Semyon Varlamov.
They'll re-sign Varlamov for sure.
I don't think so. They have Sorokin.
They have Ilya Sorokin, so they may not need to sign him.
Oh, I was thinking it was Sorokin. You're right.
But your backup goalie and your left winger, that I think he's on the first or second line winger. The other guys you can let walk pretty much because they're not, I mean, Pierre Engvall, I mean, he was a quality piece and did some things for them. Not a lot. And then the guys on defense that you have to re-sign, Scott Mayfield and Samuel Bolduc. I've never heard of that.
They'll re-sign Mayfield probably, but
I think he's staying pat. I mean, they had a down year, obviously.
They made the playoffs.
But they made from what they did last year.
Right.
Down year.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd say for the Islanders, I'd say you stand pat. You have, listen to this, you have Matthew Barzell signed till 31. You have Bo Horvath signed till 31.
That Horvath signing might age very poorly.
It might.
I feel like it will, yeah.
It might. But your captain's there until 27. Brock Nelson till 26. I think you've got to stay, you know, make another run with this team. That's just my opinion. Pulak and Pelech, their two defensemen, are signed through 30 and 29 respectively.
And respectfully.
And respectfully, for that matter. Right. And they've got, you know, they've got some cap room to wiggle with, too.
To improve.
Yep, to get better. So there you go.
Yeah, all right. Rebuild, retool, or remain the Winnipeg Jets.
Jeez, I honestly...
Saved the best to last for me, didn't you, Andrew? Mm.
I really don't know what this team is going to do. Because you got Pierre-Luc Dubois is an RFA, and Morgan Barron, who are both pretty solid offensively for this team. The rest, obviously, just depth forwards again. But, like, this team was so wishy-washy. I wouldn't be surprised if they traded away guys and started rebuilding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know, because, I mean, they haven't changed anything. I'm sure their general manager has a plan, because they haven't changed anything in the front office, I don't think, in Winnipeg. But I don't know. I expect that it'll probably be a retool, but it could be a rebuild. It could, because Shifley doesn't really want to be there. After losing so much, he wants to have a legitimate chance. Blake Wheeler wants to have an actual chance. You know, guys like Connor and Ehlers and Niederreiter, they're going to want a legitimate chance to win a cup. And it's probably not Winnipeg. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I would not be surprised to see a rebuild in Winnipeg.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. All right. Final one. Rebuild. Remain or retool the Carolina Hurricanes.
All right. So I'm going to say this. I'm looking at their cap friendly page. With the exception of five guys on that team up and down the roster, everyone goes free agent, either RFA or UFA. By the end of next year.
Jeez.
So, I don't know. I'm thinking that probably, I mean, this is insane. This is insane. I don't know. I mean, here are some of the bigger names that are UFA this year. Jesper Fast, Jordan Staal, Paul Stastny, Derek Stepan, Gostisbehere. And then all your goalies, except for the kid you drafted, two, three years ago? Yeah, Kachekov. So you have Svechnikov signed till 29, but he's coming off a bad injury. Pacioretty is a UFA this year. Jake Gardner is a UFA this year. It's just, there's Jesse Puljujarvi is a RFA this year. I don't know if you definitely, at least at the very least, you got to retool, because you got to sign these guys. And if they choose to go somewhere else, now you're for, or retire in the case. I mean, Stasny's 37.
Jordan Staal's not young either.
Jordan Staal's 34. So he might have a few years left in the tank, but you got Brent Burns signed for, you know, two more years, but At the same time, he's 38. Is he really going to play the way he plays until he's 40?
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're definitely going to retool if they're not going to full on rebuild around Kotkaniemi. Because they got him locked up till 2030, excuse me. So yeah, I'm saying that they're probably this close to a rebuild. Almost have to be, because all of these guys are going UFA RFA next year. I mean, Seabass and Teravainen, Martinook, all of them UFAs. So there you go.
Yeah. Oh my word.
All right. And that has been Rebuild, Retool, or Remain on Random Crap We Want to Talk About Today. Thank you guys for tuning into that. And now, prediction contest. Where do we stand now that Dallas lost to Vegas? Why are we playing the theme music again? That is not correct.
I don't know. It's supposed to be stopping. It's not stopping. I apologize.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this up here. Here's where we stand. Okay, so scores, of course, were doubled in the second round. They're tripled in the third round. So with Florida winning, Andrew was the only one who picked Florida, but he picked them in six. They won in four, which means he gets 2 points times three, which is six. Vegas won in six. And that's exactly what Jim predicted. So he got 12 points for that one.
I hear a little cheatery happening right now.
And here are the standings. Abby with 18.
Boo.
Andrew with 42. And Jim with 43. Yes. Thank you very much.
Calm down.
Okay. I'm calm.
How many do you have?
43.
And I have?
42.
Hot diggity darn.
So it comes down to this. So here's
Florida better win in freaking six, bro.
Here is the picks from, well, just Florida better win because I picked Vegas. I picked Vegas in seven.
That's true. Yeah.
You picked Florida. So if Florida wins.
And Florida can't win in four now, so.
If Florida wins, you win.
Yes.
If Vegas wins, I win.
Yes.
The prediction contest for the playoffs.
And if neither of them win, I win.
That's right. If it, yeah.
Yeah. If neither of them win, you win.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
No, not really. Not at all.
What if another epidemic happens or pandemic or whatever?
What happens if another epidemic happens?
It stopped the Stanley Cup from being awarded back in the 20s or whatever Dad said last
time. That's true.
That is true.
Or was it the 40s or the 50s? I don't remember.
I can tell you.
All I know is Montreal didn't win. They would have won.
It was like 1919, I think. Pigs. No, that's when they came up, isn't it?
Nope.
I don't even know.
It was 1919.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Flu epidemic.
Yep, influenza.
Influenza.
But you know what?
I don't think
influenza is going to come around and cancel sports.
I opened up the window and influenza. All right.
Who's Enza? Why is she flying?
I have no idea.
Pretty talented.
Anyway, so that's the prediction contest. I picked Florida in six. Abby also did. She copied me.
And you copied me.
You picked Vegas
in seven.
I picked it first, and then you're like, oh, Florida in six.
But you want to know something?
Tell me.
The Miami Heat, in every one of their championships they've won, never won game one.
Hmm.
And maybe the same is for Florida because they both play in South Beach.
That's interesting.
I saw a stat that said 76% of the teams that win the first game of the Stanley Cup final win the cup.
Shh. That's bad for you. Why are you bringing that up, bro?
I'm just saying.
Lord have mercy.
That is over 3/4 of the time.
Okay. True.
Me trying to do math in my head and it's not working. I was going to say that's over 75% of the time, which no duh, 76 is over 75, but whatever.
All right.
What do you think of this final? I mean, we saw the first game.
Last night was pretty tight, man.
I didn't really see the first game. I'm not voting for anyone. I don't want both teams to lose.
Whoa. Oh, here's a stat. Last time Vegas was in the Stanley Cup, 2018 against Washington, they won game one.
They did.
And they lost the match. You know how many?
Dang.
Six.
Five.
That's right.
The gentleman's sweep.
Ovi was like, I'll give you one. And also, another little fun fact, both Mark Stone and Matthew Tkachuk are going to be groomsmen in Brady Tkachuk's wedding.
No cap. That's funny.
They got into it. They got into it last night.
They did get into it. I'm wondering if you know, they keep going with this back and forth, if one of them doesn't get to come to the wedding.
And it probably won't be Matthew because
family. I would assume Ottawa teammate is a little bit lower than
brother. Who basically shares the same face.
And DNA.
Yeah.
And personality.
But anyway, that's Boro's fun facts with Andrew today. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Pens the Podcast. We appreciate your patronage of the podcast. If you want to see us more, click the link tree. Go follow us everywhere you can.
Yes.
Email us at pensandstuffofficial@gmail.com. Let us know how we're doing. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And until next time, I am Andrew.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Abby.
Let's go Florida.
Let's go Vegas.
Let's go, no one.
I can't believe that came out of your mouth.
I know.
Jack Eichel is on that team,
gotta,
by the way, buddy.
I gotta
Jack
go.
Eichel's on that team, buddy.
I saw a little thing. Someone
I gotta
did
go
Jack
brush.
Eichel's
on that team. I gotta
someone
go brush my
drawing.
Teeth.
It was a yak dressed up, and it was Jack Eichel dressed up in all of their little things.
Well, Jack Eichel makes me want a yak.